The one who's Pat and Lori.
Morning.
Good morning.
Sitting here, sensing the presence of God in this place, and what an awesome privilege it is when we come together. I mean, we can sense His presence at home and in our daily walk, in the routine things of life, and in those quiet places and the busy places. There's something really special about His presence when we come together, in that sense of being one people. We have one God that we desire to see and worship and love. And I've got two songs for us this morning. I think you'll know both of them. One is Here I Am to Worship, and the other one is Hosanna, and that's Hill's song. And I'm sure you'll know it, but it may be sung slightly differently. So I've got Joe just to keep the volume up there for us, because Brooke plays it, sings it beautifully, but it's just quiet. So just a thought on Hosanna. I looked up, what does Hosanna mean? Because we sing it, but there must be about four different songs that I know of with Hosanna in this song. And it says, so Hosanna is the cry of the heart. Does your heart cry today? With hope, with joy, with salvation to our God. It cries out because salvation is here and now. It cries out because salvation is coming. Hosanna in the highest, as we're singing this morning, is all heaven joining in our song of praise. If you can grab how magnificent that is, wow. Hosanna is singing our confidence, praising our deliverer, and the deliverer of our nation. So my hope would be this morning that we don't just sing words that we know. We're a bit unsure of it, you're not so sure of the song. But you'll enter in to the revelation in the words. You'll enter in to the essence of those words that are prophetic for us here this morning and for our nation. That it's a cry of our heart, Hosanna, our hope. Thank you, Joe.
When you say
wrong position, Lord. Lord, that you are the immovable one, and I thank you, Lord, that we are in that place. It is nothing, nothing too hard for you, nothing that you don't have your eyes upon, that we are safe in this place in you. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for the strong leadership in this place. Lord, I thank you for the blessing that that is to us. Father, I thank you for the strength we have today in you, the hope we have. Lord, that your name is all glorious, and we do sing our Hosanna. Lord, with thankful, grateful hearts, knowing that our salvation today is secure in you. Well, God. It's just well, God.
Yes.
We are your kids. And we're loved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, John. Can we just finish with prayer? You just dedicate yourself to He who's given everything. That today's a fresh start. Today's a fresh day. Today's a day to discover more, to go deeper. Let's just pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Alex. Thank you. We commit ourselves to that revival in this place, in our nation. Your heart seeking more. We allow you to remove everything else. Set a fire. Stand in your presence, Lord, and set a fire. It will not be quenched. It will not go on. Set a fire, Lord. I declare it in this place. A fire set, Father. A fire set, Lord. We give it of ourselves, Lord.